Gary Meyer, 50,000 watt Blab and Kevin. No Scott Stantis again tomorrow. I will be off at 5. Steve Cochran will do 5 to 7 from the United Center. Scott returns next week. I know you're itching to do some captions. You can participate via the Tribune website. He'll still have the contest, but it will be his to do, not with my input and giving away muffs and things, which is the name of my new store. Bricks and mortar, muffs and things. It's going to be a big box. You got to have a big box.
No online presence?
Yeah, online presence and bricks and mortar, and it's a big box.
That's
a
pretty big.
Because a small box is no good anymore. A mom and pop box, the box has to be big.
Ma's box ain't big enough anymore.
Mom and pa's box, if it's small, it'll get trounced by the big box. Steve, you had a story where a woman was speaking about Ireland and things.
I was the man, I'm pretty sure. The president
of
Ireland.
That was a man?
Yeah, Michael Higgins.
That was a man.
I thought there was a woman.
I thought so, too. Can you play some of that again?
The people of Ireland greatly...
Now, again, you think that's a woman?
That's a woman.
Cherish the political independence that was secured in 1922.
That's definitely
an independence.
Quentin
which was
Crisp, if it's anybody,
by my father, many generations.
That is a guy.
That can't be a guy.
That's not a guy. What's his name?
It's the president of the Republic of Ireland, Michael Higgins.
Wow.
But it reminded me of that great movie, The King's Speech, when he was talking.
Myself. For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are
at war. He's not stumbling.
Yeah, he is.
At war. No, he's not. That must be their deal over there.
Over and over.
Okay, I'm shocked that that's a guy.
The people of Ireland greatly cherished the political independence that was secured in 1922.
That's a woman.
He says it's a guy.
Maybe it's not the prime minister. That's another speech.
Maybe he got the wrong person.
It's the president of Ireland, and his name is Michael Higgins.
And you were there, so you would know.
An independence which was fought for
by
my father and many of his generation.
All right, now picture an older man, sort of diminutive.
He must be a leprechaun.
Then I get credit for Quentin Crisp.
Oh, that's huge.
Huge
to,
points.
To pull that out. And, oh, my God.
And that is because I remember him on Letterman.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No, he died a few years ago.
He did, yeah.
What did he do?
He was a bon vivant.
A raconteur?
Yeah. Man About Town?
Yeah. I think
He was on PBS.
He was a writer.
He had a show, and it was dirty.
He was a little foppish.
Wait.
He was a Poppin' Jay.
His fifth wife, Barbara, was murdered.
No, but that guy must be a leprechaun.
Okay, well,
because that voice
I was going
is...
for, it sounded like the King's Speech, and then he lays that whole, that's a guy on me. And
I didn't lay it on you. I just told you.
He's
primitive
a guy.
Doctrine that might is right.
Go, Bertie,
the
go.
The people of Ireland greatly cherish the political independence that
cannot...
was secured.
Maybe he's on helium.
I want to go.
An independence which was fought for.
I want to see a picture of this guy.
He's the many of his generation.
First Irish head of state to visit England, so he's very excited.
Okay.
His voice went up about 4 octaves.
He's walking on air.
That's interesting.
Maureen O'Hara sounds like this.
Hi, Dow.
Well, wait a minute. Gina, I know you're on and ready to go on the blower, but Leslie said something about he had a naughty show. What was the naughty show that Quentin Crisp did?
All I remember as a kid was it was on PBS, and he was really gay.
Okay.
Before it was cool.
Before anybody talked about people being really gay.
Hey. He said he was gay on the show?
It was really obvious even to like a 5 or 6 year old me. I went,
You knew what gay was at five?
When Quentin Crisp did it, yeah.
I didn't know until I was 18 and I was offered a Japanese tongue bath.
You naive
Gina,
little soul.
I just wanted to have the guy's pizza.
That's code.
Ooh, no, it isn't. Close.
With sausage?
The guy's what?
Who's Rod McEwen? Gina?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
I thought it was the Queen of England. Are we sure that's not the Queen of England?
That's why I wanted to play the King's Speech, and now I think we're all shocked that it's a guy.
There's no way that
that's a guy.
No. You're right. I'm mistaken. It was the Queen of England.
Was it? No,
it's the president of Ireland.
No, he's sticking with it.
Listen to that.
I know.
Independence that
more?
Was secured in 1922. An independence which was fought for by my father and many of his generation.
Sounds like Bill Leff a little bit, now that I hear it again. Kathy?
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, that anyway. Whole Bill and Wendy, she's got the masculine voice, and he's got the demure voice.
Oh, no, come on. Hey,
it's all Butch
Baba.
Femme.
Oh, Baba, how about Barry Fitzgerald, the 1930s, 40s great actor? He looked like a leprechaun. He was in all kinds of priest movies with Spencer Tracy and played in all of the great films with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn. He was a character actor.
What are you saying in so many words?
But this guy sounds exactly like Barry Fitzgerald.
Barry Fitzgerald. All right, I'll look that up while Leslie does some traffic here, sponsored by Gloves in a Bottle.
On the Edens outbound, no serious delays. Inbound still stop and go from Toohey to the junction, about 24 minutes from Lake Cook to Montrose. Kennedy outbound's a half hour to O'Hare. Express lane saving you 4. Inbound's a full 48 minutes from the airport in, 26 from the junction. It's just slow traffic all the way through. Outbound Ike's 29 to Mannheim, 42 to Route 53. Inbound 47 in from 53, about 28 from Mannheim. Stevenson outbound's 35 to 355. Inbound 31. Ryan southbound's 25 to 95th. Northbound at 16. Lakeshore Drive slow in the Grand Park area. Plus, you may very well start seeing some delays. Southbound Lakeshore Drive at the Stevenson with the right lane closed on the ramp to the outbound Stevenson. Emergency pothole repairs there. Bishop Ford and I-57 good. Southbound Tri-State's on the brakes. Toohey to the Bensonville Bridge. Northbound 355 really jammed up approaching Roosevelt with a crash in the two right lanes. I'm Leslie Keiling, WGN Traffic Central.
From the moment I was born, almost, before I'd gone out into the world, I was swishing round the house in clothes belonging to my mother or my grandmother, which I'd found right. in an attic.
That's Bill Leff, isn't it? No. So he's good to go at 5 o'clock. Robin Baumgarten from the Channel 9 Morning Show. Here's a text to 24720 from a Trib article today. Of 11 million entries into the NCAA Bracket Challenge, 1.3% correctly guessed UConn would be in the game, in the final game. 0.03% guessed UConn would win it all. Okay, so, yeah, the chances of giving that billion away, he could have said a trillion.
Well, those are the two highest seeds, right, to ever play in the final? Was it a 7 and an 8?
Oh, yeah.
The highest?
You know, highest or lowest? What
lowest,
do you say?
I would say.
I don't know. I think no. You yeah. want to. You want
highest is 1 and 2. Lowest is 7 and 8.
Let me finish. You want a high seed, right? You say that we want a high seed, so that would be a 1. I don't know. You can say it either way.
Okay, which way should we say it? Just for the record,
Jim's way.
I would say high seed is 1 and 2. Low seed is 7 and 8.
These were two of the lowest seeds to get to the final, I would think.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Actually, they were more toward the middle, so they were two of the more middle seeds.
What kind of seeds did you have in Mexico is my question.
I think you had too many seeds. Yeah. It wasn't
how did you
pure.
How did you get them back into the States, Papillon?
I got a story coming up about two pieces of artillery from World War II coming through O'Hare, so seeds were nothing. Oh.
Terrific. Here's a text. I'm a PhD student at University of Kentucky, and there are more than just couch fires. Gunshots and criminal damage to property were some of the more classy celebrations in Lexington. The most dangerous group, as studied, males 15 to 25 years old in groups. Most dangerous group out there. When they get together, and when you look at these pictures, you don't see a lot of girls. It's mostly guys standing around the couch as it's burning.
And screaming and cheering for it, too, which is scary.
So that's what we got going for us, which is nice. And as far as the gas prices, oil was $140 a barrel when it was in the $4 range when it first went north of $4 7 years ago. Now oil is $100 a barrel, and we're paying $4 a gallon. Yeah, the math doesn't add up, but that's the way it goes. $3.39 a gallon at the Quad Cities today.
Oh, so I have to drive 300 miles?
And you know the Quad, right?
Yeah.
Moline, yeah. Joliet, Naperville. And Sugar Grove, the Quad Cities. I'm just guessing I'm going to get 6 or 7 texts. You know the Quad Cities are not that. I said a few minutes ago I'd like to see a Thomas Kincaid of a gas station. And I got 4 texts. You mean Norman Rockwell. No, I meant Thomas Kincaid.
We're still getting those Mickey Rooney ones, right? That was on. He was on 60 Minutes. Remember yesterday?
When I said I loved his commentary on 60 Minutes. That was Andy Rooney. Gang, nothing is going to be just one straight line here. It's all over the map. That's why you listen, right?
Yeah. This is not, you don't come here for facts.
No.
This is just fun.
Go to NPR and have them play you the son of a hammer in Sudan, if you're looking for that kind of nonsense.
My father could do nothing, but then my father really retreated, not just from me, but from life.
The people of Ireland
President of Ireland.
Here's Quentin.
And particularly, he didn't like me.
Secured in 1922.
All right, fun with voices.
Quentin Chris.
All right. You can keep those texts coming at 24-720. I love getting them, even if they're half right. And a lot of good stuff does come over the text. I think of all the platforms, of all the new technology, I think texting is one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about apps? You like an app?
No.
No.
My phone.
You don't like Angry Birds?
I don't have a smartphone. I got a semi-stupid phone, and I'm fine with that.
But yours, does yours flip?
if I paint it, I could probably get an extra $20. No.
Oh, you don't have a flip?
No.
But you don't have a smart. What do you got?
It's one of those, every month I go.
Right, but I mean.
Like a heroin dealer and get $50 of service.
I know you have a burner phone, but I mean.
Is it one of those big ones where you have the pictures of your family and you just have to push the one?
Is it a jitterbug?
The numbers are giant, yeah.
It's like one of those remote controls that you get at the.
There's a picture of Toronto at the number six.
For those of you exactly who have not seen me, I have froggy glasses. And I can barely see.
Hey, they're twerking.
Yeah, and I have them giant numbers.
Hey, Gary, why don't you call me more often?
Like old people have on their phones.
Order a pizza. It's 8. Yeah. Hit 8.
The numbers are giant.
No, but my point is, it has a screen.
They're the size of bathroom tiles. It's got a screen, yeah.
But it doesn't flip, right?
No, it's just
that's weird.
It's right there.
So the numbers is just there.
Just there.
All right, because I have a flip. And I get derided for that. So yours must be cooler than mine.
Well, it's a couple years old. I don't think it's cool on any.
But I think flip phones are out.
Level, but.
But who cares?
Yeah, I don't really care. I went in yesterday, in fact, to get some minutes.
Some more minutes?
And I always. Here, I do it this way, so I really get
the. You don't use your real name, do you?
You don't have to give a name.
Oh, really?
Because it's all mopes like me are
no
passing
wonder.
Through.
No wonder.
And then you pay with a $50 bill to make it look like you're really onto something bad.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
They think you're part of a cartel?
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
It has cachet.
Oh, man. You should put, sprinkle some powder
corn
on it.
Starch so
it
looks on like. It. Yeah.
Sorry, here, can you take
and
that?
The 50 was rolled up
yeah,
at one point, yeah.
Exactly.
Kathleen?
Yes.
What up?
I wanted to mention that I got to see the Twilight Zone episode you mentioned on WGN Radio about Mickey Rooney's passing.
Yes.
That was on last night. Oh, yeah. He was quite an actor, and I think Margaret O'Brien is still living, and she was younger than most of those folks that you mentioned on the show. And I grew up in Chicago, and I have my car radio tuned to WGN and WBBM because I get homesick for the Windy City.
What the?
Living up here in Glendale, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Why do you need BBM? You don't need traffic on the 8. You're not in any kind of
that's
rush
right.
hour.
You got, that's right.
You got
that's
Leslie
right.
on the, well, whenever I get to her.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Leslie does a much better job, I want you
there
to
you
know.
There you go. All right, strike and 780
and
off.
And once in a while, I channel surf between the twos, you know, but I always come back to WGN because it truly is the world's greatest radio
there it
program.
Is. There it
and,
is.
I thank you so much for making my travels wonderful and reminding me about the Cubbies always because I root for them and not the Brewers. And go Cubbies, go.
There you go. Thank you, Kathleen. Well, now that you said that, I think she might want to keep 780 ready to go.
She's got at least the two leaders.
Super G. The president of Ireland represents the Lollipop Guild. Does he sound like this?
I've got the mayor right now, but I could.
From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be history. You'll be history.
You'll be history.
And we will glorify your name.
You want the Lollipop Guild?
The people of Ireland greatly cherish the political independence that was secured in 1922.
That's the president of Ireland.
Here we go.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Again. It is a day of... some significance.
Oh, my girl.
They're all dead now, right? All the little people.
Didn't they
from,
say that one? Yeah, they, I think the last
if they
one
aren't,
was...
Brandmeier will have them on until they are dead. That guy gets them on the show all the time.
He's got a Munchkin hotline.
Don't want to overlook the fact that a president of Ireland's never visited England before, and this is the first time. So
just having some fun.
That's why it's in the news.
He's not going to hear about it, or she, whatever it is.
Well, you never know.
You mean Patty? Patty, Patty, old president.
I'm so happy to be here.
You know who looks like a leprechaun? The man that sings the national anthem for the Boston Bruins. I do vaguely remember when the Hawks played them. This guy, he's quite a looker too.
I still can't believe that that's a man's voice.
All right, well, there's something to think about.
I thought Ireland had a woman. They had a woman in charge for a while.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They elect different ones every once in a while.
Oh, I just maybe.
Well, thank you, Steve, for coming back and dropping that in the bowl.
Yeah.
Because that has been an hour of fun.
Did you hear what I did at the World War I artillery story? You didn't hear that. So two guys, 16 and 17 years old, flying home from a field trip to Europe, got busted at O'Hare with World War I artillery shells in their suitcases.
Did Beavis and Butthead really think that they could get away with this?
They said they got them from a French artillery field, and customs looked at them and they said, well, they're inert, so they let them go to Seattle. I don't think they kept the weapons, but yeah, last night at O'Hare.
Wait, they did let them go through?
Yeah. They did not the weapons, the teenagers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know if they kept the weapons or not. I'll have to look for that. But.
Did you pack the artillery?
Right.
Yeah, okay, let's head out to the airport.
Hey, let's bring this home. This will be a nice reminder.
God, there are a lot of stupid people walking around.
Remember the Dunkin' Donuts story? Where the guy drove in yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're going to say. But
I don't either. Well, I don't know why I even reacted like I did.
I thought you were ready to take it over there.
I'll tell you another thing about that.
I was going to hand it off.
It's one of those things where I went, and I've got nothing.
Furthermore.
And, well, okay.
So I see it on the news yesterday, and it was an 83-year-old guy who apparently, you know, the pedal got stuck.
Right.
But the best part is he crashed through this place. They let him drive home.
That's right. Okay.
Let him drive home.
In the same.
In the van.
Yes.
What are the chances?
What the heck? He just drove through a restaurant.
Right. I don't understand that. Do we have a follow-up on that?
They gave him a ticket.
So what? The guy should have gone to the hospital.
What kind of van is that? That's a pretty impressive van.
He only had a few scratches, they said. The best is so that the reporter goes up to him and he goes, I got enough on my mind right now.
Was the van covered in donuts?
It was all glazed.
Powdered sugar.
So apparently it was tea for a
nuts.
Minute.
Yeah.
That's more like
but
it.
I mean, they go, and then they showed him pulling out into traffic. I'm like, hello, shouldn't they even at least take this guy? Maybe he's a little confused. I mean, what's going on here?
Sun Times is going to do an expose like they did at the courthouses.
How many people drive away from accidents?
He just lost his license, and there he goes.
He just drove right through the store, and they let him go home in the same vehicle.
And he said he was okay. I'm like, well, of course he said he's okay. Who doesn't?
That goes back to the giant numbers on phones for old people. They need to put bigger pedals and maybe label them. Gas, brake.
Covered in shredded coconut, was able to drive home.
It's like Woody Allen in Annie Hall when he's trying to park the big Cadillac
he's
pull out.
Smashing in the car.
Uncle got into a really horrible crash and left his bumper and license plate at the scene and drove home. So he was pretty easy to find at that point, but he was pretty close to blind, and they gave him back his license, much to our
chagrin. Did they let him back the van out, or did a cop back it out for
him? He had already driven the vehicle home. He just left
or did he go right through the back end of the store?
I think somebody backed it out for him. Jeez. Well, you want him back in the cockpit so he doesn't get nervous.
My buttermilk donuts, they're all over the place. My buttermilk.
Love buttermilks. Those are the best ones. I mean, then they said that somebody could have been killed because there were, usually there's people sitting right at the window. People. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, Duncan doesn't have laptop hobos like Starbucks.
No, it's true.
And I don't know why. Duncan was there before Starbucks. And why they didn't get that whole laptop hobo scene.
It's not chic.
Because they were charging only 40 cents for coffee.
And their I like their coffee.
They were economical.
Yeah. They've always had good coffee. I don't know why they let Starbucks take that mantle. It's guys in leatherette coats sitting there visiting every day. Same guys that go in every day, I'll bet.
He was covered with Dunkin' Munchkins.
And glass. Jeff?
Hey, Gary. I saw it on TV last night, and what I pointed out, which cracked me and my buddies up at the tavern, was it was actually a Dodge Ram van.
That's what it's called. Name theory. I'm in a Ram van. What am I going to do? I got a Ram.
I got enough on my mind.
What is it with people of that, not everybody that age, but you hear these stories and it's always that demographic, especially at the airport. They drive up on the sidewalk because they confuse the two pedals.
Yeah, or it gets stuck. It's always the pedal gets stuck. My pedal has never gotten stuck.
Why would it get stuck?
40 years of driving.
How would it get stuck?
Well, it doesn't get stuck. Your knees feet get stuck.
They're shuffling, and they're not really realizing.
If he had galoshes on, but I think the galoshes season is over.
I was backing my grandmother's car out of my driveway when I was 12 or 13, so I could play basketball. Right off the driveway, right up over the gas lamp in the front yard.
Okay. So maybe it's just old people's cars that just act that way.
It was an Impala, I think. But anyway, so I run in the house, and I swear to God, the wind blew the car. And in my mind, I thought the wind must have blown the car.
You can't ask for a simpler piece of machinery. Two pedals.
Right.
And a shifter. That's about it. I mean, if it was any more complicated, then half the people couldn't drive.
My dad used to drive with 2 feet because he was used to a clutch back in the old days, and so... He used to brake with one foot.
He'd have one on the brake and one all the time.
Yeah, he used to drive with 2 feet.
How many times did he get the brakes replaced in a year?
I never thought of that because he did get a lot of brakes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're riding that brake.
Imagine driving behind that guy.
Well, let's see who's riding the brake. The Dunkin' Donuts, he said he was fine, just a little glazed and infused. And that's a text. That was nice. Leslie, you said if people are alive on Friday,
good ad lib.
They can expect certain weather conditions.
Well,
if they're still alive.
I started to preface it as if you're driving, but it doesn't matter. Weather is weather.
Right.
Whether
you're in a car, out
stationary,
of a car.
Or anywhere. Yeah.
All right. And Steve Bertrand impresses with his intelligence. You two, not so much. You are the bullies we try to teach our children not to be.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Signed, Steve's mom.
Right. She missed me. I was on vacation. It's the only way we communicate.
And today is Free Cone Day at Ben & Jerry's. They've been doing this for 3.5 decades. The company started the promotion in 1979 as a way to say thank you. Started at noon today, and goes to 8 p.m., customers can get a free cone of their favorite flavor at local Ben & Jerry's scoop shops. That's a nice deal.
That's awesome.
They always do that, and you don't see that a lot. You don't see people giving away stuff for any reason.
Well, they're kind of the old hippies.
Yeah, but it's a nice gesture.
Oh, it's a great gesture, especially that's pretty expensive for one cone. Probably $3 or $4.
Is it a smaller cone? Not to complain, because they're doing a nice thing.
No, it's probably one scoop, but even one scoop is probably $3 or $4.
Did they roll out a small cone for today?
No.
It doesn't matter. It's still a nice gesture. That's the point.
Ben and Jerry's.
But you keep asking.
Yeah. Was it a small cone?
It's a nice
it's
a gesture that matters.
It's a gesture. I should just stop.
But it could be a small cone.
I bet it is.
Yeah, I bet you it is a small cone.
Okay. No matter. They do a nice thing. How many people are giving away free stuff? Stiff. A free stiff.
Nobody's giving away free stiffs. I love Ben & Jerry's, but man, it's so expensive. The little pint is as much as like a half gallon.
Is it a
little pint as opposed to the large pint.
I still get seal test. I'm happy with that.
Oh, God.
The Neapolitan seal test.
My grandparents used to remember ice milk?
Yeah, ice milk.
I like that Neapolitan thing. They kept the three flavors separate.
You always
nicely.
Got that at your friend's birthday parties.
Right. Or at a restaurant. They usually serve that.
It's crushing. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not that strawberry. Because everybody liked chocolate and vanilla, and that strawberry always tinged the vanilla.
Okay. Well,
you like the strawberry.
But you're complaining about the prices at Ben & Jerry's. It's good ice cream.
Oh, it's a fantastic ice cream. But my point
is,
you can eat that whole pint in one sitting, and
you're
gone. There's $5. Zip.
Gone. Toast.
It's fantastic ice.
A pilot made. I hope it's not.
Is it a small cone?
Small cone. Nice gesture. Small cone.
Right, small cone. Nice gesture.
A pilot made an emergency landing at Heathrow after 390 cows he was transporting gave off too much heat. Well, this is like regular people flying, too. We're all like cattle. So welcome, cattle, to the cattle club we're in. The Boeing 747 was flying over the Irish Sea when a fire warning sounded from the deck where the animals were being kept. Technicians later found no evidence of smoke or flames. The landing followed one of 1,262 distress signals sent to UK airports over the past 2 years, nearly two a day. So they transport these cows, and they give off heat. They say that a lot of the
global warming
is because of these animals breaking wind.
Their gas.
It's the biggest contributor,
right?
I think, to
methane
gases in the air, in the atmosphere. I think
wouldn't that be dangerous on a plane if they're all back there breaking wind? How do they?
All of a sudden, the snakes on the plane are going, yeah, yeah. What's wrong with us?
You might get there quicker.
Maybe they hook a hose up when you go into a gas station and they have your car running. They got that hose that goes outside. Maybe they're hooked up like that.
In fact, I think early aircraft were fueled by cows on board.
Yeah. Or they just hooked it up right into the engines.
Well, if that one crashes, there's no ping. It's just a...
Now, they go on about these distress signals. Two a day. And it says they've revealed 186 maydays in the last 2.5 years, and 1,076 less urgent pan-pan calls.
What's a pan-pan?
I don't know.
It's when you lift your skirt and kick in the air?
It's a mayday. It says a mayday or pan-pan call doesn't mean you will have a disaster. I got a pan. I'll look that up, what pan-pan. A pan-pan is. Incidents including jets hitting birds and crew falling ill. Those are distress signals. Pan-pan. Good day, sir. Jim?
Yeah, Gary. I'm retired from the late, great TWA, and back in the late 70s and early 80s, we had a contract with Saudi Arabia. We actually helped them develop their airline, and we used to fly cattle on a 707 from Kansas City to Paris, and then Paris to Riyadh. And we used to have 75 to 85 cattle on that plane, and we had these massive, like, 4-foot large exhaust fans built into the side of the aircraft to get rid of methane gas, because you had to worry about the plane blowing up, and it was the real deal, and we did that for years.
Okay, so I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, you're not, Gary. It's a funny story, but, I mean, that's a very valid thing. These fans were massive, and it would just we flew that route for probably 7 or 8 years.
Thank you very much.
Pan-pan means there's a mechanical problem, and you have to say pan-pan, pan-pan, pan-pan. Well,
see,
it three times.
Orion is out of town. And
he would have known that.
Our other pilot retired, Spike, and Bobby, well, he retired too. But the fact is, we don't have an aviation expert on board now to tell us right away.
Well, not a real one.
Not a real
you
one.
You have those little pins that you wear.
Oh, I got pins. I got airplane pins, but I don't know. Pan-pan. Super G.